Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview over KCAW Raven Radio. And I am here in the studio with Chandler O'Connell and Michelle Putz, who are both volunteers with the Sitka Carbon Reducers Group. Hi, thank you so much for being with me today.
Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And the Sitka Carbon Reducers Group is a group that was created by the Sitka Health Summit, launched in 2017. Chandler, I'm wondering if you could share a little bit more about the Sitka Health Summit and its purpose in here.
Yeah, so the Sitka Health Summit has been going on for several years now, and people will be really familiar, I think, with a lot of the great initiatives that have come out of it. That includes things like Sitka Kitsch, Fish to Schools, some local murals, some tree planting efforts, the community playground, all sorts of things that have made Sitka better. And what's really great about it is those are all like community selected initiatives, like they're goals selected by community members that community volunteers want to work on. So this year in 2017, two goals were selected. One was on having a series of conversations on historical trauma with community members. And the second one was for figuring out ways to reduce carbon here in Sitka. And so that's what the second group has done.
And Michelle, what is the Sitka Carbon Reducers Group? What do you do in town? What are you working on?
We are a group of volunteers, just self-selected folks who want to work on these things. And one of our biggest efforts is really to get people to switch from oil heating to electric heating using our hydropower, because it's a carbon-free source of heating. It also helps us by reducing our costs. The more we use of our electricity, the less it costs, because we're all contributing to it. So we've had several locations, including the Haim Center, put in heat pumps, as well as Island Institute. And now we've started on this carbon offset fund with the idea of it's a way to raise funds to help our own city. So we contribute to something that helps our own city get off of carbon dioxide and go to renewable energy.
And Chandler, the Carbon Offset Fund is a voluntary fund that people can choose to opt into.
Yeah, that's correct. So all of us obviously are producing carbon with our activities, and living on an island here in Sitka and with the like air, road, and boat travel that we all participate in, sometimes we have additional carbon produced as well. So the Sitka Carbon Offset Fund is a way for you to think about that carbon production and offset that with by basically paying for the tons of carbon you're producing, so that those funds can be used locally to reduce carbon in other ways.
And you had shared a few minutes before that Sitka kind of has a unique relationship to carbon given our location. I'm wondering if you could share what that looks like and what how much the average American consumes of carbon on a daily basis.
Well, one thing I'll just say is that, you know, for the average American, what the stats say is that they produce typically 167 tons of CO2 a year. But yeah, our activities in Sitka here are slightly different. So I'll hand it over to Michelle to talk about what that looks like.
I think one of the great things about this fund is that people are going to, if they get to the website, which is www.sitkacarbonoffset.com, they're going to see a table that tells them how much, how big their carbon footprint is for various trips around the island and off the island. And then they'll see how much we recommend paying if they want to donate. And the trips are pretty amazing. It's to go just from Sitka round trip to, say, the West Coast, so you're just going to Seattle, it's about a half a ton. So, I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize just how many tons of CO2 they create by having one seat on a plane. So, you know, if you're going to Hawaii for the winter, like a lot of people do, 1.2 tons a person. However, the pricing of it is not that expensive. So that trip to Hawaii and back, we're only suggesting that you pay $12 for that trip. That's your carbon offset. And that's a pretty typical amount and size for offset programs around the U.S. So when you look at this table, you might be surprised at how much your footprint is in size, but how little we're really suggesting that you pay to help reduce your your carbon footprint.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about how people can contribute to this fund. And you mentioned your website. You're just launching it?
We are just launching it. So it talks about people, like, again, the size of the carbon footprint. It also has some of the things that we'll be using the money for. So at first, our first goal is $3,000, and that is just enough to help the Baranof Island Housing Authority replace an oil heater and change it to a heat pump electric heater in one of their housing units here in Sitka. And they mostly serve lower income folks. And so by if we can get $3,000 together, we can totally switch out. And that's going to be, that literally is, you know, several times a year. And they have lots of housing and they help lots of people in town. So it's a really nice partnership that we can have that can help reduce how much how much oil we're burning and increase how much electricity we're using, and hopefully make electricity cheaper for everyone at the same time as we're doing good stuff for the environment. Then we also hope that if we raise enough funds, we'd love to contribute them to various community groups. Some of the Health Summit projects would be a great place for some of the money to go. I'd love to see somebody ask us to help them put in a couple hundred more apple trees here in town so we could be growing our own food and taking carbon out of the air at the same time. So we have lots of ideas of where money could go. And, you know, at $5 and $11 at a time, we can get there if people join us at the website.
Yeah, and that website, again, is SitkaCarbonOffset.com. And if you go there, you'll see a really simple PayPal donation button. And through that, you have the option to pay with PayPal, a debit card, a credit card. But also for people who prefer not to pay over the internet, you're welcome to stop by the Sitka Conservation Society office upstairs from Old Harbor Books. We're the fiscal sponsor of the Sitka Carbon Offset Fund, and we're happy to accept checks or cash to go directly to this project.
And there's a photo opportunity coming up and another donation opportunity. Is that right?
Yeah. So we are really working on getting the word out there about this website right now. And one of the ways we'll be doing that is getting a photo in the local newspapers. And that photo shoot will be 7:30 p.m. at the Island Institute. And we'd like to invite anyone who has contributed to the fund by Wednesday to come and join us and have their photo taken to show their support for this fund and get the word out there about the simple way to think about carbon production here in Sitka.
And that photo shoot is this Wednesday at 7:30.
Great. Could we just step back for a moment, just think a little bit big picture about carbon and why people should care and why people should opt into this fund?
Sure. You know, we've had groups in Sitka that have been very concerned about climate change for a lot of years, and not just climate change. For Sitka, one of the bigger concerns is that when carbon dioxide falls on water, it eventually turns into carbonic acid, and that acid is acidifying our ocean. It is turning our ocean from something that's quite neutral to something much more acidic, which is not good for anything that creates a shell, and pretty much everything that salmon eat are little things that create shells, tiny, thin little shells that when there's too much acid in the water, they can't create those shells anymore. So therefore, you don't have food for salmon and halibut and lots of other fish in the ocean. So we're doing this because we really care about climate change and trying not to acidify our ocean to the levels that we have been.
And one thing I just add is, you know, as Michelle pointed out, like, this has the potential to have massive impacts on our way of life and our livelihoods here in Sitka. But we do know that climate change is already having even more drastic effects on communities across Alaska, across the U.S., across the world. And it's going to take big solutions, but it also is happening right now and we can't wait. So any action you can take locally is worth it while we try and generate the political will to take really more massive systematic change, because it's here.
Yes, we're all working together on this, and it has to start from little ways to big ways.
Well, I think that's a great note to end on. Chandler, Michelle, thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thank you.
Thanks.